We can?
Okay. You only... Okay. Be'ez Hashem, this evening, last week, Be'ez Hashem, we were Messiahim, Elokai Neshama, and we gave a Chazara, the main ideas of Elokai Neshama. This week, I'd like to do an interesting thing with the Olam. And that is that we've discussed in the past, and we suggested an idea that Moed Ani is in place, so to say, of Elokai Neshama. And we'll explain. And Baruch Hashem, I found a Ma'amar Makom for this, and that is in the Tikkun Tefillah and the Seder Etzah Tefillahs. The idea is as follows, that the Gemara in Brachas Daf Samach says the source for Elokai Neshama is, the Gemara says, Kimisar, when a person wakes up, they say, Elokai Neshama. The words of the Gemara sound like that you say it right away, right when a person wakes up. And in fact, the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah, in Perek Zayin, he says, his words are, B'shoa sheyikitz b'seif shenasei, at the time that a person wakes up from his sleep, mevarech, he makes a bracha, hu almi tosei, and he's still in his bed, and right away, and it says, Elokai Neshama. So, everyone says that it's not our minute, we don't do that, because a person's hands are, isn't that person's not able to say Hashem's name, and Elokai Neshama is a bracha, or saying Hashem's name. In fact, we found in the Ma'aser Ekech, that he points out in the Rambam, he says it's Mashman, the Gemara like the Rambam, but we don't do that, that's not our minhag, we can't do that. So, we suggested then that in place of this, we don't do what the Gemara, what sounds like in the Gemara, that to say Elokai Neshama right when we wake up. But we suggested that that's how it evolved to say Moed Ani. Moed Ani is also the same theme of Elokai Neshama, it's thanking Hashem for giving us back our Neshama. And Moed Ani, it's brought down in Sfarim and Paiskim, they say you should say it right away. It's an Indian to say it right away, to thank Hashem right away, right when you wake up. And you're able, the Paiskim speak out, the Chayadim and others, they all say, you're able to say it right away because there's no mentioning of Hashem's name. So that could be the idea, is that it was instituted to say Moed Ani, it came about much later in place of Elokai Neshama, to be able to thank Hashem for the Neshama, for the Achzaras HaNeshama, right away in the beginning of the day,
instead of
Elokai Neshama. Elokai Neshama, we say later, we're not noyik to do it like the way the Rambam brings it down. And I found in the Tikkun Tefillah, Baruch Hashem, he said, he mamash says this idea. His words are, HaNusach HaZeh, the Nusach of Moed Ani, Loi Zachru HaRishayim. The Rishayim don't mention it. The Nira, however, it seems, SheTiknu Oisei HaChasidim HaChrayim, the later Chasidim instituted it, LaOmroi B'Shas Kima, to say it right when you wake up, Tachas birchas Elokai Neshama, in place of the bracha Elokai Neshama. She'asur la'omro b'yadayim u'tunafos v'pnei ha'askaris shabbos. Since there's a askaris Hashem in Elokai Neshama, you can't say it while a person's hands are not clean. So we don't say Elokai Neshama. So in place of that was instituted Moed Ani, which Moed Ani and Elokai Neshama, if you think about it, it's really one theme. Thanking Hashem for machzor neshamos. Shechzarti b'neshmasi. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, I'd like to go through and understand Moed Ani through the lens of Elokai Neshama. And that is to show how the words of Moed Ani are sort of derived and they come from Elokai Neshama. Because that's really, according to the Tikkun Tefillah, the idea of Moed Ani. It's in place of, it's thanking Hashem. So we're going to go through the 12 words of Moed Ani, Be'ez Hashem, and show how they all stem and they all come from Elokai Neshama. And that will give us an understanding, a better understanding in Moed Ani. So we'll start as follows. The first words of Moed Ani are Moed Ani Lefanecha. I thank Hashem Lefanecha, in front of him, I'm in the presence of Hashem. So, it's beautiful. These three words, Moed Ani Lefanecha, are literally taken straight out of Elokai Neshama, right? We say in Elokai Neshama, Kol Zman Shanashama Bekirbi, Moed Ani Lefanecha. These three words are literally taken, we find this terminology in Elokai Neshama. Now, these three words, Moed Ani Lefanecha, let's first zoom in on Moed Ani. We've discussed in the past that grammatically, really, it should be Ani Moed. Anach, like we say in benching, Anachnu Moedim Lach. I think it's Ani Moed. Really, grammatically, it should have been Ani Moed. Why do we say Moed Ani? So, this question we spoke about in Elokai Neshama, because we say, Kol Zman Shanashama, we care about Moed Ani, we should say Ani Moed. So we said then, we suggested an idea that is a very powerful message, perhaps. And that is, we said, why is it that in Elokai Neshama we say, Kol Zman Shanashama Bekirbi, as long as the Neshama was within me? What's the significance of mentioning that I thank Hashem as long as the neshama is within me? So we said from the Malbim is in two different places. The Malbim says a very powerful idea, and that is that David HaMelech taught us that the realization of what life, David HaMelech revealed to us that life, the essence of life is about thanking Hashem, is recognizing the way David HaMelech viewed life was something that with it you could thank Hashem for the life that he gave us. That's what David HaMelech showed us. That's what life is. Life is a tool, a vehicle that I could use to thank Hashem for the life that he gave me. To thank Hashem, to serve Hashem, to thank with everything. Avodas Hashem is really all about being makir, being moided HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Malbim takes this a step further. He says, because of that, that's what David HaMelech says, Hashem Elokai le'olam moideka, I will always be thanking you. Meaning to say is that since the whole essence of life is just to thank Hashem, so there's not going to be a moment of my life that's not being utilized in thanking Hashem. La'olam moideka, it's going to be all the time. Because life is not its own entity and, oh, let me thank Hashem for the life that he gave me. No. The essence of the life itself is to thank Hashem. So therefore, says David HaMelech, Hashem Elokai la'olam moideka. I'm always going to be thanking you because that's what life is. The beginning and end of my essence is Hayda. And we said that could be is the why we say in Elokai Neshama, Kol Zman Shanashama B'Kirbi, as long as my Shanashama is in me, I'm going to be thanking Hashem. Because that's what we're, Anshek Nezagdela perhaps instituted that Lashon to when we wake up in the morning, that's really, we got back the gift of life. We're meant to realize what life is really all about. And we took it a step further then and suggested that's why we say Moida Ani, which is not grammatically correct. We don't say Ani Moida, because Ani Moida is I am who I am, I have my life, and I want to thank Hashem for something. But no, Moida Ani, everything about me is Haida. My Haida is everything. I'm defined by my Haida because I am, my life starts and ends with Haida. So it's Moida Ani. So that's just one idea we suggested. That's Moida Ani. Another idea is that we spoke about in Elokai Neshama, this is a general idea, that when we thank Hashem for returning our Neshama, HaMachzor Neshama Slavkar Mesim, or like in Maidana we say, Shech Zart Debi Neshmasi, it's really broken down into two things. And that is, when we thank Hashem for returning our Neshama, it's really a double-fold Haidah. The first is, we're thanking Hashem for the gift of life. By Hashem returning my Neshama, I come back alive. Life. I got life. Thank you Hashem for giving me life. The second thing is the gift of the neshama itself, herself. The neshama itself is what makes me exalted over the whole bria, what makes me so powerful and so that we have the ability to be malachei alekim oylem v'yardim by, right? Our actions have such greatness and such power. It's because of the neshama that we house. And thank you Hashem for giving my neshama. So that's, and we suggested then that that's, we say rabbein kol amasim adon kol neshama, as we said, could be that's the idea that it corresponds to these two things. The Maisim is our life, and the Neshamas is the gift of the Neshama. So that's something we can keep in mind when we say Maidani, that we're thanking Hashem for returning our Neshama, but really it's a double-fold thing. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me the gift of life, and thank you, Hashem, for giving me Shechzarti B'Neshmasi, my Neshama, which makes me so great. Okay, now, Maidani L'Fanecha, one more thing here in these three words, Maidani L'Fanecha, that is that we suggested that Maidani is recognizing Hashem's chesed that he does for us. When we recognize Hashem's chesed that he does for us, what does that generate inside of us? That generates inside of us an ahava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Reish Chachma says, that when we recognize Hashem's hatava to us, that, like he says, words are, he is slahiv in a person, a tremendous ahava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it comes out that Moida Ani, the very beginning of the day, we say Moida Ani, we recognize Hashem's chesed to us, that instills in us the ahava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then what do we say? Lifonecha. I do this with the awareness that I'm in the presence of Hashem. What does that do? You know what that is? That's Shivisi Hashem B'negdi Somer. I'm in the awareness, I have the awareness that I'm in the presence of Hashem. And in fact, the Ramah starts with Shulchan Aruch, says when a person wakes up, well, the first thing in the day is Shivisi Hashem B'negdi Somer. What does that lead a person to? Yira. Yira Hashem. So Moida Ani, in the beginning of the day, generates inside of us the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hatava to us, that generates Avas Hashem. And Lefanecha, the awareness that we're in the presence of Hashem, generates inside of us the Yiras Hashem. So the two Amudei Avodah, the Mesillas Hashem says, Av and Yira, the two pillars of Avodas Hashem, the two pillars of Hashem, we start off the very beginning of the day. Moida Ani Lefanecha. Moida Ani is Ava, Lefanecha is Yira. We were launched into the day with a boost of awareness of the Hatava and the presence of Hashem. Those two things are meant to arouse us to some level, of Ava and Yiras Hashem. So we start off the day with the two pillars of Avodas Hashem. Okay. Now we'll move on to the next three words in Moed Ani, and that is Moed Ani Lefanecha, Melech Chai V'Kayim. Melech Chai V'Kayim. So it would seem that in the beginning of the day, we're supposed to be mentioning that Hashem is Melech, and He's Chai, and He's Kayim. So we'll explain how that connects to the beginning of the day. So the truth is like this. We've spoken in the past, there's a very interesting Medrash in Parashas Balak. In Medrash Rabbah, the Medrash says, on the Pasuk of Hena'an Kalav Yakum, the Pasuk says like this. It talks about the day of a Yid, the way it looks. It says, Ukshabal Lishan, when a Yid goes to sleep, Mafkid Ruchi LaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives his neshama to Hashem, Shenemar B'yotcha Afkid Ruchi. Listen to these words carefully. Ukshininar, when he wakes up, when he awakens, Mamlech B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. The first thing he does, right when he wakes up, he's Mamlech Hashem. That's what a Jew does in the very beginning of the day. The very first thing he does, he's Mamlech Hashem. So that could be the idea that at the beginning of the day, we say Melech, or Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chai, what does that mean, Chai? So we've spoken in the past that the Vilna Gaon in Aderes Elio and Parashas Hazinu, on Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Mem, the Pasuk says, Ki esel shemayim yodi v'amarti chai anoich le'olam. The Rebbe says, I am chai. The Vilna Gaon says, what does it mean, chai? Hashem is chai? So his words are, chai is that Hashem, like he says, is chai ho'olamim. That means that he's mechaber the two worlds. He's mechaber shemayim and arts. He connects the two worlds together. And we've explained at length in the past that when Hashem in the morning returns our neshama into our bodies, that's really connecting the two worlds. Right? Like the Vilna Gaon says in Parashas Balak, I believe, Balak, we've spoken in the past, that there's three parts to the Bria. The Shemaim, Aretz, what's the third thing? Adam. Well, what's Adam? He's something that's koilel both Shemaim and Aretz. What's Shemaim and Aretz? Aretz is his body, his guf. Shemaim is the neshama. Ayipach ba'abam nishmaschaim into the offerman Adama. When Hashem in the morning is machzer b'nishmasi, when He puts my neshama back into me, what He's doing is He's chai, He's connecting the two worlds. Shemayim and Aretz are coming together. So in the morning, when that happens, when we recognize that what Hashem is doing, and Hashem is returning my neshama into me, that's chai. Well, as Hashem explains a little bit more in a minute or two. So that's chai. Kayam. We've spoken in the past from the Siach Yitzchak. The Siach Yitzchak says that kayam is the idea of not changing, to be persistent, not to change. Like the Pasuk says, Ani Hashem lo shinisi. I Hashem don't change my anhaga. I don't change. And we've spoken in the past that where is it expressed, this idea that Hashem doesn't change? Where do we see this idea that Hashem's kayamas? We explained in the past that that's brought out through Tchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim shows Hashem's kayamas. And this is on different levels. One level is that Hashem's Ratzin in the Bria is that Adam should be the Bechir, that should be the top of the Bria. That was Hashem's plan in the world. But we, right, Adam Rishon did the Chet, and that, you know, changed things, but Hashem is Kayam in the what He wants from this world, this Bria that He created. And Hashem is Kayam, and it's going to come back. And that's the idea of Tchias HaMesim, that we're going to reach back to Adam Rishon Kayam Lechet. Hashem's Kayam is Hashem is the last laugh. Hashem is the one. His plan is going to be Kayam. He who Kayam, Hashmai Kayam. His plan is Kayam. And also on a more basic level, Hashem, we know, we believe that Hashem is going to be Mechayam Mesim, even if there's so much going on, and maybe we don't think all of us are so worthy, but L'maisa, Hashem is going to be Mechayam Mesim, because V'nemon Atal HaChayas Mesim. Hashem is Nemon. Hashem said He's going to do it. He's Kayam. He doesn't change. He's Kayam B'mamoroi. He's Nemon. He's Kayam. He's Kayam. Doesn't change. And we know that's our strong belief in Tchias HaMesim is because Hashem is a Kayam. He has the meat of a Kayam. So in the morning is a time when Tchias HaMesim is brought to the horizon. And that is based on the Medrash we've spoken in the past multiple times. The Medrash in Eicha, on the Pasuk in Eicha, Chadoshim Labakarim Rabbe Munasecha. There's newness in the morning. That brings a Rabbe Munasecha. Amar Rabbe Alexandri. Says of Alexander, Al Sha'atim Mechadshenu B'chol Boiker U'Boiker. This that Hashem is Mechadish us, gives us a new life every single morning. That's Chadoshim La'Bekarim. We become new in the morning. Oh, Rabba Munasecha. Anu Yoidim Shemunascha Rabba Litchias Mesim. Through that, we see that Hashem is going to be Mechayim Mesim. Right? We, the Mefarshim say that when we go to sleep, it's like we're quasi dead. We're not fully alive, right? Sleep is a quasi Misa. And Hashem wakes us up in the morning. That's a mini Tchias Mesim. That's a quasi Tchias Mesim. That is something that gives us a chizuk and amuna for Tchias HaMeisim. So in the morning is a time where it's revealed the Tchias HaMeisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Kayim. We say Kayim in the morning. But the emes is that we've explained in the past that it's really stems straight from Elokei Neshama. How is that? In Elokei Neshama, before we actually thank Hashem, we say Kol Zman Shenishama B'Kir B'Moedani, we give an introduction and we say five things. The first is Ato Virasa, then is Ato Yitzarta, then is Ato Nefachtabi, then is number four is Ato Meshamer B'kirbi, and number five is Vata Osa Litla Mimeni Ulachzir B'losa Lavi. And the truth is, if you analyze these five things could be split into three categories: the past, the present, and the future. The first three are all in the past. Ato Virasa, Ato Yitzarta, Ato Nefachtabi. That's all in the past. And then it goes to the present. In the present, Hashem is Meshamra B'Kirbi. And in the future, Vata Asid, Litla Mimeni, Ulachzir B'Lasalave. So we're going to explain, Be'ezus Hashem, how these three stages, the past, the present, and the future, they really are highlighting this idea that Hashem is Melech, and then the second thing is Chai, and that's Kayim. And we'll go through one at a time. The story is like this. We said before, the Medrash says in Parshas Balak.
You don't need the word Asid.
What?
You don't need the word asid.
At asid l'mimenu l'chzir.
You could just say at
l'mimenu. No. That one is the future.
Yeah.
So.
Little means say little means that you don't have to say asid.
Little would mean also asid.
Oh, okay.
So must be another reason.
So you have to know.
Well, little still mean not present. It's not past.
Well, little. Okay. Well, talking about what I should say, present could be. Okay. Oh, it's like this. So the story is like this. The Medrash says, we mentioned a few minutes ago, that the Medrash says that when a Yid wakes up in the morning, Sheninah, right when he wakes up, Mamlech Bakadosh Baruch Hu. He's Mamlech Hashem. So the question is, when exactly are we Mamlech Hashem right when we wake up in the morning? So we say Maidani, we say Melech right away, but in the times of the Medrash, they didn't have Maidani. What does the Medrash mean? So listen to this. Listen to the Radal.
What's the question again?
The question is, the Medrash says, Ukshininar, when a Yid wakes up in the morning, Mamlech Bakadosh Baruch Hu, right away, Ukshininar, right, it sounds like right when he wakes up. When does he be Mamlech Bakadosh Baruch Hu? Right when he wakes up. Later he says, Shema, he's Mamlech Hashem. But right away when he wakes up, when is he Mamlech Hashem? On his heart he does it? Like, is that part of our Avodah? Like, who told us it? What's going on? So listen to this. Unbelievable. The Radal says, you know when? V'hu bebirchas elikai neshama. In the brach of Elokei Neshama, we're Mamlech Hashem. Sha'imra ki kishininer. Because the halacha is, you say it, like the Gemara says, you say it when you wake up. So we're Mamlech Hashem when we wake up in the morning. Now the question is, where do we see that we're Mamlech Hashem in Elokei Neshama? If you look, in fact, it doesn't mention Melech. It doesn't even mention Melech. And in fact, this is something that the Paiskim deal with. A bracha has to have Malchus, right? This is actually a question on Elokei. This is one of the things that the Rishayim grapple with this. They mutsha on this. They say, where's the Melech? Every bracha needs Melech. So listen to this. We've said this in the past. The Beis Yosef and Simon Reish Yadalad, he says like this. He says, if you say it's a smucha l'chaverta tashiyats are fine, that's why there's no Malchus. But if you say not like that, listen to this. The kivon shemazkerba, since we mentioned an Elokei Neshama, Shakodish Borhu Boyre Hanashama, since Hashem creates their souls, for Noivchan Bagufais, and he infuses the Neshamas, he breathes the Neshamas into our bodies. Vachakach Noitl, and then he takes them away. Vachakach Magzir, and then he gives it back. Eilacha Askaris Malchus Gedailamizu. There's no greater mentioning Hashem's Malchus than this, that Hashem created our Neshamas. He's in total dominion over our Neshamas. There's no greater Malchus. There's no greater mentioning of Malchus. You don't say the word Melech. But Ein Lecha Malchus G'day L'mizu. There's no greater mentioning of Malchus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Beis Yosef, than that. And that's how he answers how there's no problem of the Paiskim deal with it. You need to say Melech and Abrach. So this could be the idea of the Medrash. This could be what the Radal means and the Medrash means. When a Yid wakes up in the morning, he's Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he says Elokei Neshama. Oh, we don't, oh, so here's the thing. Perhaps he sounds like that when you say all those things, that Hashem gives us the neshama, he creates the neshama, he infuses it into us, and he takes it away from us. Perhaps it's specifically the first three. More, he sounds like all five of the ideas, it brings out Hashem's malchus, but perhaps we could suggest that specifically the first three things are exclusive, an idea that Hashem is our creator. We know, we've spoken about this in the past, that this, that Hashem is our creator, is what brings out Hashem's malchus. We've said in the past, one time before Rosh Hashanah, we spoke about this, that Rosh Hashanah is the day that we recognize Hashem as the melech. What's the segula of Rosh Hashanah? We said in the past that the segula, I've heard this from a cousin of mine, Reb Sender Zubel, Shlita, he said that, what's the segula of Rosh Hashanah? The segula Hayom Rosh Hashanah is, what was Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah was the day, the first Rosh Hashanah of history was the day that Adam Rishon was created, right? That was the first day, that's the day that, right? The Bria Zayel was Chafael. Rosh Hashanah was when Adam Rishon was created. What was a time in history that a person had such a clear recognition that he was a Nivra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem was his Bayri? That day. He literally was created by Hashem. Hashem created him. He had such a clear recognition that Hashem was his Bayri. And that's something that every year we could tap into on Rosh Hashanah, but really all the time. Every time we wake up in the morning, it's like a mini Rosh Hashanah. We feel anew. We feel like Hashem created us. That's a time that we could recognize that Hashem is our Bayre. Atavirasa, atayitzarta, atonefachtabi. Those are levels in creation. When we say atavirasa, atayitzarta, atonefachtabi, you created our neshama, you are our creator. And that's a time that we realize Hashem is our Bayre. When we realize when Hashem is our Bayre, that's realization that Hashem is our Melech. And that's why Rosh Hashanah is specifically a time that we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you think about it, which we're recognizing that Hashem is our creator, right? He created our neshama. That indicates that Hashem is our melech. So perhaps we could say that when we say in Maida'ani, melech, it corresponds to those atavirasa tayitzata atanafachtabi. Melech, right? We're saying that Hashem is melech. Where does that come from? That comes from elekai neshama. Where we say, ein lecha malchus gedoyle mizu, says the Beis Yosef. Because we're saying that Hashem is our Bayre. Let's move on to the next thing. V'atomishamra b'kirbi. What does v'atomishamra b'kirbi mean? So we said from the Yaivetz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden and Siddhi, he explains, that means that Hashem watches the neshama inside of me, that it shouldn't escape, because my neshama really wants to leave. Right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making that the neshama has to stay. Right? That is something that is the idea is the idea of Chai. And that the explanation is as follows. We explained from Imri Shefer, from Naftali Herz, he explains a fascinating idea. That we say, Bal Karchach Ata Chai, that a person is living Bal Karchach. And he explains, his words are, She'ikr HaChios, where does Chios, livelihood, Tnuah, come from? Vitality, where does it come from? Al Yidei Yischab Roshnei Hafachim, through the connection of the two opposites. Ruchni is the gashmis, he says, the neshama and the guf, the fact that they come together and they're opposite, that's what generates tenua and life. A person comes alive because they're the tamid loichemim zebezev. Aideze goyim hatenua, chios tenua, livelihood movement comes from that because the neshama is trying to leave, right? The neshama comes from Shemaim, it wants to go to Shemaim. Hashem saying no, it has to stay in the guf. It wants to leave. That discrepancy, that melchama that's going on, is what generates the tenua in us. Then we come to life. So, if you think about it, it's an amazing thing. He's explaining these words of Chai. The Naftali Herz is explaining the idea of Chai. Chai, he says, is this idea that Hashem makes life. How does he make life? By causing that my neshama has to stay inside of me. So it's amazing. V'atom misham Rabbi Kirby is really saying that Hashem is Chai. Right? What does it mean that Hashem is Chai? Chai means that he's causing chai, that he's causing life. How does Hashem cause life? By being mishamer b'kirbi. That's the fact that my neshama is being mishamer b'kirbi, even though, in spite of the fact that my neshama is trying to leave, Hashem is mishamer b'kirbi. That's exactly what creates life. That's exactly how, so Hashem's chibur of the two olamos, like we said from the Gaon, that's really one, this is that idea. That Hashem is mechaber the two worlds, that's chai, that atam mishamer b'kirbi, in short, is chai, is the idea of this, that Hashem is chai. Hashem connects the two opposites of worlds, Shemayim and Arts. So could be when we say Melech Chai, chai corresponds to the hoive of v'atom shamer b'kirbi. It's beautiful. We'll move on to the next one. V'atom osid litlim imenu alatzir b'losalovi. This one is going to be corresponding to kayam. This is going to correspond to kayam. How? Like we explained, that the Medrash says, why are we mentioning an alakai neshama? That Hashem is going to be tut chesem meisim. Where does that come in? So the Ramah, the Reishis Chachma brings from his Rebbe the Ramah. The Ramah explains, based on the Medrash quote that we said before, that when we wake up in the morning, that his chachas chadoshim labekorim, that gives us a chizak and amuna lasalavai. That Hashem, that's mechazak or amuna, that Hashem is going to be kayam, he's going to do tchis meisim lasalavai. So it's amazing that the kayomus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed through this, that Hashem, as we say, at is our proclamation of our Hashem's kayomus. And Hashem's kayomus that we're announcing. So it comes out that Melech Chai v'Kayam correspond to the past, present, future of Elokai Neshama. Right? Ato v'ros ato yitzato ato nefachtibu is the past. That's Melech. Ato m'shtamer b'kirbi, that's Chai. And Rata also lovely men, that's Kayim. So Melech Chai v'Kayim could be come from those five words. Let's move along. Shechzar to be neshmasi b'chemlo, rab emunasecha. That Hashem return my neshama with compassion. Rab emunasecha. Abundant is his emuna. What's the meaning of this? So basically what we said before is that the Ramak says that we mention that Tchis HaMesim and Elokai Neshama. Why? Because that's the idea of this that we get is Chadoshim Labakarim. That gives us a chizak and emuna of Lasa Lavi. And in fact, we said that's why we end off the bracha Amatzon Hashem is Lefgar Mesim. Lefgar Mesim also alludes to Tchis HaMesim, right? Because the fact that Hashem is Maxon Hashem is Lefgar Mesim, we have a mini Tchis HaMesim today, that gives us a chizak and emuna that Hashem is going to be Maxon Hashem is Lefgar Mesim in the future. So, in fact, it's Yosef, he explains these words like this. He says that Hashem is Shech Zarta bi Nishmasi Bechemla. We say that Hashem is going to be return our Nishamas Bechemla. Rabba Emunasecha. That means is exact words. He says the way to read it is Shech Zarta bi Nishmasi Bechemla. The fact that Hashem returned my Nishama to me with compassion, that leads me to Rab Emunasecha, the Chadashim Labakarim, that he gave me back my neshama. Now, Rab Emunasecha, that gives me an Emuna Lasalave. So this that we mention, it's beautiful, this that we mention in Maida'ani, Shech Zaratim Neshmas V'chemla, Rab Emunasecha, also comes from the main themes of Elokai Neshama. That Hashem, the fact that he gives me my neshama, gives me Chizek and Emuna, a Rab Emunasecha Lasalave, that comes directly from Elokai Neshama. And that's why we say, Shech Zaratim Neshmasi, Chemla, Rabbi Munasecha. And we could add two more points to this. And that is, we say, we've said that one of the chizukim and one of the chizuk and amuna that we get is that in Tchias HaMesim, one of the novelties of Tchias HaMesim is that Hashem is going to give a person back their own body, wherever it is, wherever it is in the world. And wherever the neshama is, Hashem is going to return back, give the person back their own body and their neshama, and come together.
Which age body?
Right. What? At what stage of the life?
The body.
Oh, so I think the Gemara says that they come back the way they were, and then 42. They get healed. I believe the Gemara says that they get back if they were like sick. They get it back if it was, and then afterwards they get healed. Okay. So like this. So we said that this also we get a chizak and amuna in the morning because we see in the morning that Hashem gives us back our neshama. We said in the past, from the fascinating Medrash in Tehillim, that says it's not so pasha that we should get back our neshama. So many neshamas are going up, and they all come down. Hashem gives back every person their neshama. A pellet that gives up.
He's trusting us. More than we trust him.
What?
He's trusting us more than we
trust him. Yeah, right. But I'm saying, but Hashem is, 90,000 neshamas every single second are coming back to the world, and they're all going back to the right place. The Medrash shows us that it's not a partial desire. It's not so simple it should be that way. And Hashem yet does it, and Hashem keeps cheshbon. The fact that he does that, that's mechazik as armuna, that everyone's going to get lost in love, and the same thing's going to happen. And we suggested that's nirmaz in Moida'ani. Shechzarto bi nishmasi. Why do you have to say the word bi? Shechzarto nishmasi. Shechzarto bi nishmasi. He returned to my neshama to me. He didn't give my neshama to you. Noam didn't get Yoni's neshama. Right? Like the Medrash says, maybe a person should wake up and you have his neshama. The Medrash tells him. You can look it up. Mizrach Afei. Unbelievable. So Shechzarta Binishmasi. And that itself, it adds to the Rabbi Munasecha. The fact that it's B, that's a part of the Chizuk and Amuna for Rabbi Munasecha. That, oh, I see that Hashem is doing that now already. Rabbi Munasecha, that Hashem is going to do that. Lasalavit. Another element, Bechemla. Bechemla, we said from the Goyin, is with compassion. That means after Kas, an element of Kas. And we explained that part of the difficulty one might have with Tchis HaMeisim, so who said, oh, I'm not so worthy, Tchis HaMeisim, right? Beinini, the Gemara, Rebbe Hill, we passed on the hill, right? I think there's a discussion, right? Beinini gets Tchis HaMeisim, right? We're not, who said we're all worthy, right? Not so simple. Yet Hashem is Mechai HaMeisim Berachamim Rabim. Wow. But you know something? Hashem is doing that every day. We said from Rashi in Parashas Mishpatim, every single night our neshama goes up and has a din, and it comes chayiv, and yet still every single day Hashem gives us back our neshama. That's bechemla. That's with compassion. Hashem is compassionate, and He gives us a neshama. That also adds to the chizuk and amunah l'asulav. Shezart to be neshmasi bechemla. That also adds to our chizuk and amunah. The Rav Nusach Hashem is bechayim esim l'asulav. Just like to end off with one small haysafa, and that is like this. Way back in Maidani, we quoted a very interesting, I believe it's a rekech, in the Pirish Baal HaTosfos in Eicha, on this pasuk of Chadashim Labukorim, Rabbi Emunasecha. Listen to this. Rabbi Emunasecha, Oisi Ois Umnasecha, I believe this is the rekech. Ois, Dover Acher, Emunasecha, Oisi Ois Oisi Ois, the word, the letters Emunasecha, if you scramble them, you could get Umnasecha. It's Hashem's Umnis. It's His trade. What does that mean? He umunasecha, it's Hashem's umnas, sha'ata mafli lasis b'chol b'iker b'iker. Hashem does a pella every morning. He gives us back our neshama. Very interesting. What's the meaning of this? Sorry, I said. We then in Maidani, we said a pshat. I would like to suggest another, a different pshat this time. What does this mean? That Hashem, it's Hashem's umnas, right? And Rabbi Munasecha, how does that connect to Rabbi Munasecha? So listen to this. Reb Tzadik HaKoyin, Tzidkas HaTzadik, Ois Peites. He's talking about the Gemara in Chulan Daf Peites, Ha'umnam Elam, what's the umness of a person in this world? But listen to what he says. I'm going to snip it from what he says. Pirish Loshem Umness. What's an umness, a trade? In Chazal, they talk about an umness, a trade. You know what an umness is? Dover Godol, it's something great. She'ein kol echod yochal ha'saisa, that no one else could do. If you could do something great that no one else could do, that's an umness. An omnis is, you have an omnis, a trade that no one else has, a dover gold that no one else could do. That's an omnis. So perhaps the idea is like this. This that the Rekech is saying, that it's Hashem's omnis, that shatamafli lasis. That's something, this that Hashem returns our neshama, that's something that no one else can do. And this is on a few levels. One level is, we've said in the past, that Hashem giving us being mafli lasis, connecting the guf and the neshama is something which is a pella, which is above teva. No one else could do this, right? This, the medrash in Bereishis, we've spoken in the past, Hashem is levadai when it comes to the pella that He does. And the biggest pella that Hashem does, mafli lasis, the Ramah says, in Darkei Moshe, in the Ramah, right, is that Hashem is mechaber, the guf and the neshama. That's something which is a pella. That's a dover gadol that no one else could do. That the sari mala, no one could do this. That they could blend, they could put together the two opposites. That could be the idea. This that it's Hashem's umnes. It's a dover gadol that no one else does. This is Hashem's thing. It's Hashem's umnes. That Hashem is mafli lasis b'chol b'iker b'iker, that He connects body and soul together. That's something that's his thing.
That's His umnes.
His umnes. The dover gadol that no one else could do. That's Hashem's his umnes. And in fact, the actual concept of bringing back life, Masilas Yesharim also says that we know the Gemara says in Tainus that Shloshim Avteiches are not given to a shliach. One of them is Tchias HaMeisim. The Masilas Yesharim and Midas HaKadosh explains that the Tchias HaMeisim is something that's only Hashem, because Hashem is the Makor Chaim. That's something that's shaykh to Hashem Himself. No one else has. No one else could be given the key of life. That's something that's Miyuchat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's his thing. So Tchias HaMeisim, giving back life, and this that Hashem is mafli lasos b'chol b'iker b'iker, that he connects guf and neshama, body and soul, and shemayim and arts together, that's Hashem's umnes. And the truth is, that's it's an amazing thing. It's nirmaz in the word emunasecha. If you scramble emunasecha, you get umnes, meaning How do we have emunah? What's a part of the chizuk and emunah that Hashem is going to do this loss of love and He's going to give back? He's doing tchias amesim. He's going to connect the body and soul together. You know what the answer is? If you scramble emunah secha, the way to have emunah is through realizing that Hashem is doing this every day. It's His omnis. This is Hashem is doing this. That Hashem is being emunah secha shatam mafli lasis b'chol biker v'biker. Every single morning Hashem is doing this. This is Hashem's omnis. When we realize the omnis that Hashem is doing, that will give us a chizuk and emunah. Rabbi emunah secha. Eshekach.
10 o'clock.